Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Cole. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tartabull moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster bunts towards first. Brett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brett. Furman moves to second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Furman moves to third. Webster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Furman tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pecota moves to second. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Shumpert bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Pecota moves to third. Stillwell moves to second. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Pecota scores. Stillwell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seitzer out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing second base. Brent Main now catching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Turner Ward now playing right field. Mitch Webster now playing left field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.